课堂听 class.com。
第二单元对话
Conversation Conversation 1 Hi Monica, there are the new options for food service next year.
Are there a lot of changes?
Sure, instead of paying all meals for the whole school year, we are now able to choose 7, 10, 14 or 21 meals per week.At the beginning of the year, you'll be offered a card after paying.
That's a big change, Tom.
Yeah, but it will be much better for people who don't eat 3 meals a day, 7 days a week in the cafeteria, because they don't have to pay for meals they don't eat.
So what's the deal for those who do eat at school all the time?
It's better for them too, because the meal you contract...the cheaper each one is.
I see. Sounds rather complicated.
Well, I never eat breakfast, and I often go away on weekends. So the 10 meals plan gives me lunch and dinner each weekday at a fairly low price, and I won't pay for meals I don't eat.
And what about guests on campus at weekends?
Well...They can buy single meals on a walk-in basis on Saturdays and Sundays. The price per meal is much higher in that way, but I am away so much on the weekends that it will still be less money for me.
Oh, I guess I'll have to sit down and figure out my eating pattern.
Conversation 2.
Dr. Wilson, this is Kate Bradley from the Daily News. I'd like to ask you some questions about the new official standard weight that you purchased.
It's my pleasure. What would you like to know?
First of all, how was the standard weight used?
Well, the people in our department use it to check the scales all over the country.We are a government agency. It's our responsibility to see that all the scales measure a kilogram accurately. So this is the way we use to adjust the scales.
How did you check the scales before?
We have an old one. It had to be replaced because it was imprecise. It was made of poor quality metal.And that variation can affect the standards of the whole country. So our department had the new weight made out of higher quality metal.
How much did it cost?
About $45,000.
$45,000? For a 1 kilogram weight? That's more expensive than gold. Is it really worth that much?
I'm sure it is.Industries depend on our government agency to monitor the accuracy of scales, so that when they buy and sell their products, there is one standard.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Conversation 3.
Elizabeth Smith speaking.
Dr. Smith, my name is Mark Johnson. My roommate, Ben Jones, is in your art history class.
Yes.
Well, he is sick and won't be in your class today. He asked me to bring his term paper to your office.
Okay. The paper is due by 3 o'clock.
I have a class from 1 to 2. I'll bring it to your office after my class.
Well, I have a meeting this afternoon, so you can drop it off with the secretary of the art history department. She'll see that I get it.
Okay. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm in biology major, but my advisor told me that I need one more humanities course to graduate. I've noticed that you are teaching a course on painters next semester. Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, it's a course for non-art majors. We'll be looking at several different landscape painters and examining their works.
That sounds interesting. What else is required?
There is no final exam, and there is only one required book.
It sounds good. Will you be in your office later today? I'd like to talk to you some more.
Well, my meeting's scheduled to last all afternoon. Why don't you stop by tomorrow, any time in the afternoon?
Thanks. I'll do that. Conversation 4. I want to register for this mathematics course.
I'm sorry, registration has closed.
Closed? The clerk told me I could come back and register any time during the first week of classes.
Well, that's not possible. The computer's official student account has already been sent to the state. Who told you that anyway?
Some woman, here 3 weeks ago. She said I just had to pay a late fee.
She must have been a temporary worker. They don't have much training. Why didn't you register then?
She said I couldn't until I had my birth certificate. Here it is.
Your birth certificate?
Well, I'm a new part-time student, so she asked for identification.
That's no reason to demand a birth certificate. We only need a phone bill with your name and address on. It would have been fine.
Really?
Yes, I'm afraid she gave you the wrong information. Still, you'll have to wait and take your maths class next semester.
But that's not fair.
Well, I sympathize with your problem, but frankly, I don't think there is anything anyone can do for you. You were trapped in the system. If you want to, you can talk to the director. She will help you if she can.
Great.
Don't get your hopes up.
Conversation 5. Hi, Mary. Do you want to finish your chemical experiment report?
I can't. In fact, I have to go to the psychology department to meet Professor Smith about a job opening.
You mean a job on campus?
Yeah. It involves helping with your study on learning style.
Yeah, I know that's an area of expertise.
Right. Professor Smith is taking some high school students who aren't doing very well in their classes, and testing them to find out what their learning styles are. Then tutors, people like me, will work with them, presenting material to them in their particular learning style.
Hey, that is interesting. Now, will you mostly do the testing or the tutoring?
Both, I hope. I just want to have some hands-on experience.
Yeah. And it'll be nice to help those high school students, too.
That's what I thought when I saw the ad. You know, you could do it, too. You don't have to be in her classes to work on the study.
Really? Do you have any idea what the schedule is like?
Late afternoon, then evening for tutoring, I think. After all, the kids are in regular classes until 3:30.
Actually, that's perfect for me.
Then come along. We will save the lab report for later. But we'd better make sure we do a good job on our experiment first.
Yeah, first things first. Conversation 6. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Jerry. How have you been?
Good, but I'm surprised to see you on the city bus. Your car's been broken?
No, I've just been thinking a lot about the environment lately. The air will be a lot cleaner if we all use public transportation when we could.
I'm sure you are right, but the bus isn't exactly pollution-free.
True. But they'll be running a lot cleaner soon. We were just talking about that in my environmental engineering class.
What could the city do? Install pollution filters in all their buses?
They could, but those filters make the engines work harder. Instead, they found a way to make their engines more efficient.
How?
Well, there is a material called conine oxide. It's a really good insulator, and a thin coat of it gets sprayed on the certain part of the engine. It could reflect back the heat of burning fuel, so the fuel will burn much hotter and burn up more completely.
So a lot less unburnt fuel comes out of to pollute the air.
And the bus will need less fuel.
Sounds like people should all go out and get some of this stuff to spray their car engines.
Well, it's not really that easy. You see, normally, the materials are fine powder. To melt it so you can spray a coat of it on the engine parts, you first have to heat it over 10,000 degrees. It's not something you or I are able to do ourselves.
Conversation 7.
Hey, Frank, now that the midterms are over, we are getting away for the weekend to go canoeing. Do you want to come along?
Well, it'd be great, but I've never done it before.
Don't worry, there'll be an instructor in each canoe.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This is our last chance to take a break before finals.
All right. What would I have to bring?
Let's see. Tom's bringing food for the Friday night cookout for everyone. And the people who run the trip have tents set up, and they supply food and drinks for all day Saturday. On the way back Sunday morning, we'll stop somewhere for breakfast. So you have to bring a bathing suit and a sleeping bag.
Well, I do love camping and sleeping out. Where is this place?
Well, it's about an hour and a half to the place where we meet the trip leaders. We leave our car there, and they drive us and the canoes upriver to the place where we start canoeing.
And who's driving us to the meeting place?
Well, I was hoping we could take your car.
Oh, I see. It's not me you want. It's my car.
Don't be silly. So what would you say?
Oh, why not?
Great. I'll give you a call when I find out when everyone wants to leave on Friday.
Conversation 8. We are almost finished. Could you hand me the white pepper?
Why white pepper and not black? Aren't they the same thing?
Well, they are from the same plant, but white pepper is milder. I usually prefer it.
How? Aren't they from the same plant?
It depends on how ripe it is when it's picked. You sure have a lot of questions.
That's because you have all the answers. Did you learn about this stuff in cooking school?
Yeah. We study all kinds of herbs and spices.
It's interesting. How do we get black pepper done?
Huh? Well, the peppercorn is actually a fruit. It grows on ripe. It's not really black or white. It turns from green to yellow to red as it ripens. For black pepper, you pick it when it's still a little immature and then dry.
Dry in darkness?
Well, the skin turns dark as it dries.
Does that mean white pepper is pepper without the skin?
Exactly. It is put to dry in the sun after the skin is wrapped up. It's also matured a little longer than black pepper.
So they do all that just to get a milder peppercorn?
Right. And for a special reason. Some chefs like the idea that he keeps white sauces white.
Well, you are quite the pepper expert, aren't you?
Oh, a good chef gets to know about spices. Conversation 9.
Hi, Don. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow, but until now, I have only finished half.
Oh, is that for Professor Lowell's class?
Yes, I have to do an analysis of a poem we read in class. How do you know?
Every student knows him. He is well known for the strict requirements for assignments of his students. That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. This poem is hard to understand, especially its metaphors. Furthermore, I also have to study a lot for math and history. I don't know how I'm going to do it all.
You know, Don, I've been doing well in math, so I'd be happy to help you.
Oh, that would be great, Jenny. But how about your swimming?
Don't worry. If you like, we can start after I come back from swimming.
Okay, I'll see you in front of the library.
Good luck with the poem.
Conversation 10. Math Department, Dr. Webster speaking.
Hello, Professor Webster. This is Janet Hill calling. I'm the neighbor of your teaching assistant, Don Williams. Don asked me to call you because he has lost his voice and can't talk to you himself.
Lost his voice? Oh, what a shame. Is there anything I can do for him?
Well, he has a class this afternoon from 2:30 to 4, and he won't be able to teach it. But he doesn't want to cancel it either.
Want me to try to find somebody else to teach the class?
No, not exactly. What he wants to do is to get someone to go in for him, just to pass back the midterm exams. They are on the desk in his office. The whole thing won't take more than 10 minutes.
His classes are at 2:30, hey? Well, actually, at that time, I was going to be on campus anyway, so I could do it for him. What room is his class in?
Smith Hall, room 214. Will you need his office key? He's given it to me, and I could bring it to you.
No, actually, we have a master key in the math department, so I can get into his office.
Thank you very much, Professor Webster.
Conversation 11. Do you know what happened to me today? I was so embarrassed.
What's happened?
Well, Dr. Brown's class finished 10 minutes early, so I went to the library between classes. I know I didn't have much time, but I wanted to get those books on the Industrial Revolution. I looked them up in the card catalogue and went right to the stacks and found them. So I put them in my book bag and headed back towards the door. Then it happened. The exit gate in front of the door wouldn't open, and the guard immediately warned me that I hadn't checked out my books. He thought I was trying to steal them.
That must have been embarrassing. Then why didn't the exit gate open?
I asked him that. It seems that the books in the library are all magnetically coded, and when you check them out, the librarian behind the desk demagnetizes them. Then the exit gate will open.
How interesting. I still don't quite understand how they do it, though. I'll have to go to the library and see it for myself.
But be careful. Before you go out, check out the book you borrow. Conversation 12.
Wake up, Eric. You have slept for almost 1 hour.
Hi, Jane. I must have fallen asleep while I was reading.
You and everyone else. It looks more like a campground than a library.
Well, the dorm's too noisy to study in, but I guess this place is so quiet that it is easy to go to sleep.
Have you had any luck finding a topic for your paper?
No. Professor Grant told us to write about anything in cultural anthropology. For once, I wish she had not given us so much of a choice.
Well, why not write about the ancient civilizations of Mexico? You seem to be interested in that part of the world.
I am, but there is too much material to cover. I'll be writing forever, and Grant only wants 5 to 7 pages.
So then limit it to one region of Mexico, the city you visited last summer vacation.
That's not a bad idea. I brought many books and things back with me last summer that would be great resource material. Now, if only I can remember where I put them.
Here is a book I got from the shelf just now. Some parts are concerned with the history of Mexico. Maybe it is useful for you.
Thank you so much. Conversation 13. You are my campaign manager, Judy. How do I convince members of the student body that I am the best person for school president?
It won't be easy.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just kidding, Bob. Actually, I think once we show everyone how well you did as junior class treasurer, you will win easily.
How do we do that? Meet with all 3,000 people of the student body?
Come on. What I'm thinking of first is hanging campaign posters in all the hallways.
That sounds good, but everyone puts up posters. What can we do that's different?
The campus radio station is willing to let you have 5 minutes tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to outline your plans for the year. Lots of students will be listening then.
That is a great idea.
I've also arranged for you to give a speech during dinner tomorrow. At least 100 of the students will be there. You will answer questions after you finish speaking.
That means I better come up with a speech pretty quickly. How about if I write it tonight and show it to you after chemistry class tomorrow?
Fine. I'll see you after class.
Thanks for all your help. Conversation 14.
Exercise, exercise, exercise. We hear so much about it these days, yet even the experts can't agree on which exercises are best. Now some doctors are strongly encouraging arm exercises.
Arm exercises? Is that because our arms are too fat or flabby?
Actually, that's not the main reason. They say that arm exercises are an ideal way to become physically fit.
But don't arm exercises raise your blood pressure?
That they do. But the article I read mentioned ways to compensate for that.
How?
By adding leg exercise so the arms don't do all the work. Arm exercises aren't enough to increase metabolism before fatigue sets in. It's said that the more of the body that's involved in the exercise, the better.
And in turn, I'm sure that there is a greater chance of losing weight.
Sounds right to me.
So what exercises do the experts recommend?
They mentioned quite a few. But some of the more popular ones are cycling with special bicycles that make you use both your arms and legs, and walking vigorously while you wear arm weights.
I must try that. I like to walk a lot. Conversation 15.
Excuse me, Dr. Tyler. Your secretary said I should come right in.
Please do, Jenny. How can I help you?
I need to get your signature on my schedule card here, on the line above the advisor's approval.
Sure. But let's look at it over together first. How many courses do you have here?
Six.
Six? That's quite a heavy load. Any particular reason?
I had to drop my chemistry course last semester when I went into the hospital, so I need to take it again.
So you've already learnt a lot of the material?
Right, and calculus is a part of the second year requirement.
Let's see. Chemistry? Calculus? Oh, I see you'll be in my seminar on the modern American novel.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And the romantic poetry seminar, too.
Two seminars. That is rather a lot. Can you handle the work?
I think so. The introductory economics is fairly easy, and so is the music course.
Well, then, I'll be happy to sign the card. However, I insist that you come to see me after the first week of classes, so that we can make sure this isn't too much for you.
That's a promise.
Conversation 16.
I just read a curious fact. Did you know that people who spend less than 10 minutes in a drugstore are 5 times more likely to make a purchase than those who spend half an hour there?
I saw that article too. But think, if someone runs into a drugstore for 10 minutes, it's usually to make a specific purchase.
And someone who spends more time there, maybe just looking.
Exactly. Haven't you ever gone into a store thinking you'd buy something and then talked yourself out of it?
Yes, I have. Especially when I thought I could get it for less elsewhere, or I really didn't need it after all.
Exactly. But if you run in to buy something specific and have very little time, you pick it up, pay for it immediately, and then leave.
That's true. Maybe we should learn a lesson from that. Take your time, and you'll spend less money.
I doubt if it will be true in all stores, though. In a department store, for instance, you may see a sweater or something you never intended to buy, and buy it because you have time to look around.